Blog Talk Radio.
Close the door, Mom used to say. I'm not heating the outside. Hey, y'all, and welcome to the One Designer, Two Ideas Decor Short and Preview Show. I'm Pam. If you live anywhere where it is a given that weather will turn cold and winds will blow, you may know the importance of getting ready for the hawk. Growing up in the Windy City, one becomes very familiar with the cold blowing winds of Chicago. So I wasn't surprised at all when the Urban Dictionary revealed the term hawk was born in Chicago. They say the term commonly used in Chicago, Gary, and other Great Lake cities refers to the bitterly cold winter winds. It was derived as a result of the similarities between the sound of the screeching winds and the wailing screams of the many hawks in the region. Whatever you call cold winds, most of us want it to stay outside while we stay all toasty and warm inside. So here is the One Designer Two Ideas list to keep help us be hawkless inside while keeping the heat off our wallets. You can also visit the installation department at any home improvement store to get even more ideas. So we're going to start our little list here. Number one, if you can, buy a programmable thermostat. Every degree you lower your thermostat cuts your energy bill by 3%. Hey, a savings is a savings. Number two, reseal the windows. Weather stripping around windows and doors can wear down, allowing cold air to blow in. Seal gaps with a self-stick spongy insulation strip or try an spray foam like Great Stuff window and door foam sealant. And you can, I am sure that you can get these products and even the information at any of the home stores, Target, or even Walmart. Number three, change filter in your furnace. Please replace or clean your furnace filters 4 times a year to help the furnace run at peak efficiency. When the filter is dirty or it needs changing, it's like running in place, like the furnace is running and running and running, and it's just not, it's heating, but it's the more energy it's putting in, it may be, you know, detrimental to the furnace itself. So if you change the filters, try to do that 4 times a year. Number four, install door sweeps. Don't forget to add sweeps to your exterior doors as well, as they can help you save as much as 5% on your heating bill. I tell you what, a savings is a savings. I said that. Number five, insulate the attic. Now, this is for homeowners, and this is also, you know, if you're renting a home, maybe your landlord will do this. An attic needs at least 12 inches of blown-in insulation to keep the house warm. So that will help too. Number six, seal your ducts. Inspect for escaping air by running a hand along the metal ducts while your heating system is on and bond any breaks with silver metal tape. Okay. Number seven, turn off your exhaust fans. Leaving them on for a long period of time can suck warm air right out of the house. Now, this really does go for all of us that have exhaust fans that go that blow the air outside. A number of people have the insulation fans that are recirculating. So it's actually not blowing out to the cold air, but it's recirculating in the room. But for those of us who, you know, have insulation fans that blow out, you might want to turn those off so that it's not exchanging our warm air with the cold air. And number eight, if you can, retire your furnace. If your boiler or furnace is more than 20 years old, it's probably time to invest in a new one, says John DeSilva. A high-efficiency model could save you 40% on your energy bill. I'll tell you what, those savings, I'll tell you what, they're adding up. So, you know, hopefully this list will help us all get through the winter without losing our shirts to the to the energy companies. So we're going to take a short break. We will be right back. hem of one designer, two ideas. Thank you for tuning in to our show tonight. We are on air each Monday night at 7:30 p.m. and then again on Thursday nights at 10 p.m. We talk all things home, from its interior redesign to house cleaning tips to ways to maintain it. Through research, industry updates, and more, we try to give you the best information that we can. Our homes are our castles. Dorothy said it best when she said in The Wizard of Oz, there is no place like home. I keep that in mind when I am charged with redesigning a space or offering tips on redesign. If you want to join us, feel free to do so. If you are interested in sponsoring the show, please visit our website. Three options of sponsorship are available. Also, if you'd like to advertise doing a show, you can order that at the One Designer, Two Ideas website. You can also see the items, the decor items that we design to add design to your homes. The inventory may be low right now, but will increase as time goes on. So please check back often. You can pay your sponsorship or purchase our items securely through PayPal by entering our store. That address is www.onedesignertwoideas.weebly.com. That's www.onedesignertwoideas.weebly.com. This has been Pam of One Designer, Two Ideas. Now, back to our show. Hey, all, and welcome back. Thanks for joining me tonight. Please join us on Monday at 7:30 when we will be talking about finishing touches. This will be about accessorizing. This will be part two of our finishing touches shows. We talked about wall hangings and wall scaping our walls to create a design in our finished designed rooms. This Monday, we will be talking about adding accessories. So please make sure you come back with us. Then we will be right back here next Thursday at 10 p.m. If you have any comments or questions about this or any One Designer, Two Ideas show, feel free to leave them at the One Designer, Two Ideas Facebook page. That address is www.facebook.com/OneDesignerTwoIdeas. That is www.facebook.com/OneDesignerTwoIdeas. This has been Pam of One Designer, Two Ideas. While the decor short may be short in time, it will never be short on substance. Good night, all.